Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, opposition leader Lennox Linton insists that the sale of diplomatic passports is a corrupt practice. OECS commits to elimination of HIV by 2030. And French woman guilty of smuggling migrant partner but spared a jail. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories are coming up.
Hey, bet you didn't know. At Courts, we have a wide range with hundreds of products for you to choose from. Fridges, stoves, fitness equipment, bikes, patio sets, dining sets, computer desks, steamers, vacuum cleaners, car audio, surge and rest tonic mattresses, rice cookers, standing fans, Bluetooth audio equipment, game consoles, juicers, entertainment units. We've got air conditioning units starting at $1,449. So see for yourself. Only at Courts. Bringing value home.
Welcome back. The Dominica Business Forum says the objectives of a collaborative initiative between the local private sector and the CEO of the PSOJ, Dennis Chung, were accomplished. The DBF hosted the CEO of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, Dennis Chung, from June 13th to 15th, 2017. During his visit, Chung presented on the experience of Jamaica's private sector development and admonished private sector organizations on how they can avoid the mistakes they made in their pursuit of private sector development. He also held consultations with the DBF, government ministries, and the parliamentary opposition, among others. The DBF, in an official release, says since Mr. Chung's return to Jamaica, there has been further partnership, inclusive of sharing information for Dominica's private sector development. It stated further that preparations are being made for the signing of a memorandum of understanding for greater partnership between both organizations. As such, the Dominica Business Forum is appealing to the private sector in Dominica to recognize their role in the socio-economic development of the island, which includes wealth creation and the employment of the vast majority of Dominicans. Opposition leader Lennox Linton has responded to hotel developer Samurai Files' accusations of his party's alleged engagement in the sale of diplomatic passports. Speaking on Q95's Talk on the Block show on Tuesday, Linton said the opposition is incapable of selling passports of any kind unless it does so in collaboration and agreement with the DLP administration. He challenged Mr. Raphael to produce documents indicating the agreement by which these passports were sold by the opposition. The opposition leader went on to affirm his aversion to the sale of diplomatic passports, saying it is a corrupt practice which should not be conducted.
So I would like, if Sam Raphael has it, to see the copies of the agreement under which these so-called diplomatic passports were sold by the United Workers Party in opposition. When the record shows, and everybody is aware, that an opposition party cannot sell a diplomatic passport without some arrangements with the sitting government. And the sitting government in 2005 was the Dominica Labour Party. The sitting government in 2009 was the Dominica Labour Party. I, Lennox Linton, based on my understanding of the provisions of the 1961 United Nations Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, and based on just who I am, I do not believe in this business of selling diplomatic passports. I think it is evil, I think it is corrupt, and I think it ought not to be done.
That was opposition leader Lennox Linton. Hotel developer Sam Raphael has taken it onto himself to respond to what he claims are allegations leveled against him and the government of Dominica by member of the Electoral Commission, Hillary Shillingford. Shillingford, in a recent statement, accused the government of covering up for Raphael so that he would not be liable to pay millions in which he owed to the state.
We saw Sam Raphael took money under the UWP government, got money to do junk wrong today, man. Never paid that loan, man. Taken to court by Roosevelt's Kerry administration, man. Man, the matter is pending in court. Sam Rafael gets another chunk of passport to do another program, man. Erica takes his did some damage to his hotel. Mm-hmm. He received money from the insurance, man. That money is in the hands of Sam Rafael. He has not paid a cent towards the loan, man. The government goes to court or refuses to go to court to allow the matter to be discontinued against Sam Rafael, man. So here it is. No more case against Sam Rafael. Mm-hmm. The 7 or so million, whatever number of millions I don't recall, owed to the state for passport from the past administration, not paid. Insurance money is in his pocket. The property, which is worth millions, is now his home to do whatever he wants. The state has relinquished their rights. The attorney general sat there like he did in the Isidro versus Emmanuel judicial review, refused to give representation. The state refused to give representation against Sam Rafael. The matter was struck off, mm-hmm. obviously orchestrated by the administration.
But speaking on Q95's Hot Seat on Tuesday, Rafael said the government did not see the sense in fighting a case where there was no enforceable judgment.
If the government were to have gotten a judgment from the court, it would not have been enforceable. Therefore, it didn't make sense to waste the government's attorney's time fighting a case where there is no enforceable judgment. And that's the bottom line. And as a result of that, they withdrew from the case. My attorney did a brilliant job. Her position was that in looking at the original loan documents, mm-hmm. in looking at the documents, the collateral, the security, was not attached to the agreement. The security is in my name, the agreement is in a company's name. Therefore, her position was that I could not be sued personally, the company had to be sued personally, and my assets, the security, the property, could not be tied to this. We filed a motion in court, which the government defended vigorously, and we prevailed on that motion. Mm-hmm. The government then appealed it to higher court, and we got the same results. Therefore, if the government continued to press the case, they may win, they may lose, but even if they won, they would have nothing to claim. Therefore, why waste the government's time fighting a case where there's no possibility of recovery of damages?
The Food and Agriculture Organization, Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean, and the Barbados-based Caribbean Development Bank have signed a grant agreement which will stimulate new investments into the regional agricultural sector. The grant funds will be used to develop the capacity of three Caribbean countries, including Dominica, to evaluate and improve the production of cassava. The three-year project, valued at $1.2 million, is expected to introduce new improved varieties of cassava into the region, as well as link farmers with new markets, namely agro-processors. At present, the Caribbean Food Import Bill currently stands at more than $4 billion US dollars per annum. However, there is considerable scope for reducing the FIB by replacing significant proportions of wheat and flour in bread and bakery products with cassava. According to a release, the FAO will also be launching a technical cooperation project in Dominica aimed at supporting the development of cassava value chain. In addition, the project will support the introduction of post-harvest handling strategies and efficient processing options, value-added cassava products. A new backup water system was Tuesday donated to the Dominica Grammar School. The new system consists of 5 1,000-gallon water tanks at the cost of over $28,000. The donation was made by the Rotary Club of Dominica, the Rotary Club of Portsmouth, and the Dominica Antigua Relief Fund. Assistant Governor of the Rotary Club of Dominica, Haynes Jacobs, says the lack of water can have a negative impact on the daily operations at schools.
This project. I was born after Tropical Storm Erica. Members of the Rotary Club of Dominica and the Rotary Club of Portsmouth were in search of a project on which they could collaborate. And after much discussion, we came up with the idea, led really by the Rotary Club of Portsmouth, that backup water systems for all secondary schools is a critical need. We observed that many school days were lost for lack of water. So the planning for the project started. The intention was then and still is now that each secondary school would have a backup system which would hold over for 3 to 5 days. But as we got into the planning, we found that the project was quite costly and involved, so that it is likely to be a multi-year project if we are to achieve our original objectives. What then were we to do? Do an interim project. And the chief education officer took every opportunity to remind past president Annie and I that we should do anything possible to help out at the grammar school. So the Dominica Grammar School was very high on our list of priorities. So here we are today, 5,000 gallons of storage water. Total cost somewhere in the vicinity of $28,000.
Assistant Governor of the Rotary Club of Dominica, Haynes Jacob. Meantime, Principal of the Dominica Grammar School, Alicia Jean-Jacques, has highlighted the importance of having adequate water supply on school premises.
Great idea, in my opinion, because water is life. And this is the case also for the Dominica Grammar School, where we have, for this academic year, we had an 800-student population and a staff of 74. So it is crucial that we always have water. Now, the tanks, the idea of installing the tanks was a great idea, in my opinion, because when we do not have water, it's really impossible to have classes and to teach. This is a start, because this is the new wing. We have two campuses, and the lower school campus houses many more students, at least 500. So we'd really need more tanks in the event of an emergency, and our students would have to stay at school and use water. So we are really appreciative of that effort. We're not going to take this lightly. We are going to ensure that students are educated about conserving the water, especially in times of emergency.
Principal of the Dominica Grammar School, Alicia Jajak. At least 15 persons will receive training to improve skills in the implementation and enforcement of the Montreal Protocol regulations and prevent illegal trade in harmful ozone-depleting substances such as hydrofluorocarbons. This, as the Environmental Coordinating Unit of the Ministry of Health and Environment, in conjunction with the United Nations Environment Programs, facilitates a one-day intensive training workshop for customs officers and other enforcement agencies on June 28, 2017. According to a release, the training workshop will be facilitated by Ms. Donalyn Charles, Program Officer at the UNEP's Regional Office for Latin America and the Caribbean, based in Panama. The proposed venue for the training is the Roseau Fisheries Complex Conference Room and will be attended by Border Control and Enforcement Officers from the Customs and Excise Department, as well as partners such as the Marine Coast Guard, Port Authority, and the Fire and Ambulance Services. Fishermen of Saint-Sauveur and Castlebruce have received equipment valued at $26,200. The equipment was made available to fishermen on Sunday. According to a post on the Facebook page of the MP for Castlebruce constituency, Johnson Drago, this donation was made possible through the efforts of Dominica's ambassador to the UN, Lauren Bannis Roberts. It was donated by the president of the World Development Foundation. The post further read that at Sunday's ceremony, Drago handed over $300,000 to the Castlebruce Village Council for the development of small businesses within the Castlebruce constituency. In the region, inspired by successes in response to the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, epidemic in the sub-region, coupled with the knowledge and experience garnered in recent years, OECS member states have signed on to eliminate HIV by 2030 using UNAIDS and WHO 90-90-90 continuum of HIV care targets. The OECS has stabilized the HIV epidemic in member states through significant financial and technical support from donor agencies and technical partners. The funding landscape in the Caribbean region and the OECS is changing, however, and necessitates a strong, structured approach to preserve gains and to achieve even greater success. This approach will entail a concerted effort to reinforce and develop new systems that would increase the effectiveness of the response to the HIV epidemic. Updating clinical guidelines and procedures, which would augment treatment care and support for people living with and affected by HIV, is therefore crucial to HIV elimination and controlling STIs. And a woman put on trial in France for helping her romantic partner cross the border from the jungle migrant camp in Calais to the UK has escaped a jail sentence. Beatrice Huret, a former supporter of the far-right National Front, was found guilty of aiding an Iranian man named Mokhtar to cross the English Channel. However, the court did not hand down any punishment for Mrs. Huret. Three others on a trial for related offenses were also convicted. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton insists that the sale of diplomatic passports is a corrupt practice. OECS commits to elimination of HIV by 2030. And French woman guilty of smuggling migrant partner but spared jail. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Ben Martin.